Yo, what's up, my guys? My gals, welcome back, Everybody go ahead and gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 680. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go on somewhere. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that, man. And since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, man, go and tell somebody, come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we're a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. Should we all gather around here, man, and make sure everybody can reach out to the public. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this right here, this is how we're going to move the culture for us. So go on and join up now. Sign up today. Day ones. What's the word? Everybody good? Y'all all right? It's a little bit of work to do, man. We're going to go on to jump to it. How we do, man? First off, though, everybody, please make sure you go look in the mirror. Get right with you. And then come on outside and try to be somebody's friend or employee and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that, man. And, you know, absolutely just make sure you can spread some positive vibes around this jam. You know what I mean, man? And, I mean, hell, let's get to it. Let's get to it, man. I'm going to try to remain positive with today, man. I do notice how negative the news has been, but it's news. And to kick it off, today, man, Fat Joe, he will be hosting BET's 2023 Hip Hop Awards. Salute to him. Motherfucking salute to him. He has come a long way and shit. This news comes after, you know, he was saying that, you know, blacks and Latinas, they were, you know, they were one and the same with creating the hip-hop culture and stuff like that. You know, I mean, a lot of people didn't agree with it and whatnot, but lucky for him, you know, he ain't got to give a fuck about what y'all niggas think. And, look, and, I mean, shit, it's still going to be lit, though. I like Fat Joe. He be turning certain shit up, you know what I mean? And he brings an audience. That nigga does bring an audience. You know what I'm saying? Can't sleep on him. That nigga got a lot of coin behind him and shit, bro. You know what I mean? A lot of people would question why a Fat Joe is still relevant nowadays. But, I mean, if you look back at his work, you could probably tell why and shit. You know what I'm saying? He fucked with everybody. You know what I mean? He fucked with everybody. Had a good, decent relationship with pretty much the entire industry, and really, it really ain't no dirt on his name and shit, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing anybody can really hold against him, because he, embraces everything, you know what I mean? He takes, responsibility, has accountability for, you know, the shit that he's involved with and things. I ain't got no problem with him. Fat Joe, one of them. Today I'm smoking ice cream cake. I've had it before. But today is a different day. So, what else? The active shooter that was in Memphis shooting people on Facebook Live has been captured. Ezekiel Kelly. Man, what a fucking idiot, yo. You know what I mean? What an idiot, man. What a fucking embodiment of, you know, the clout chase and shit, bro. You know what I mean? Hopefully, we will get past these days where people are just so infatuated with fucking attention and shit, bro, that, you know, they go through these things or they'll do these types of things and shit, bro. Like, that shit is just foul. The youth, too, man. I mean, bro, just look at the youth. Look at how important attention is to the youth. You see what I'm saying? Weird shit, bro. I need my fucking lighter, man. I need my lighter. God damn it. So, anywho. Like I said, I am just one of the parents who are very, very happy that, you know, their child isn't that dependent on the motherfucking internet or that attention seeking. Like kids nowadays are very attention seeky and shit. And you don't want your child to be attention seeking, man. Not like that. Not to where it's actually hurting or embarrassing your family and shit, man. Like, hell no. Hells to the no, bro. Kids be needing their dads in the house. I'll tell you, man. Instruction. Guidance and shit, bro. If the nigga ain't working and he there all the time, nigga, like, shit, he showing motherfucking determination. Ain't sneaking off no motherfucking wear and shit, you know what I mean? Like, boy, it's weird shit, man. Just weird shit, man. Anywho, let's move on, because, you know, y'all know how I feel about kids and the fucking internet and shit, but it'd be other people who, you know, show us other lower depths people sink to in order to garner fucking tension, man. Shit is crazy. Shit is just fucking crazy, bro. It's weird. Really, really weird and shit, bro. Bishop Lamar Whitehead is suing DeMario. They're spreading the narrative that he's a scammer and, you know, maybe he isn't this clean-cut type of bishop that he plays to be or whatever. But I was just like, they just look like YouTubers to me. I mean, it doesn't seem like anything that they say can sway any type of audience or whatever, but I don't know who's all listening to them. You know what I mean? Like, people take their image very, very seriously, man. And you do not want to you do not want to piss off the wrong person or whatever, or say the wrong thing about somebody you can't prove and worse things. The bishop wants $20 million apiece from their ass. $20 million apiece, man. Cause the niggas running their mouth on the internet. I don't think he's gonna get it. I don't think he's gonna get that shit. But he may. He might. I mean, weirder things have happened and shit, bro. Very, very weirder things. Niggas asking for an obscene amount of money and shit. I've seen people ask for nothing and get an obscene amount of money. Like, straight up, bro. They'll get the right niggas wealth sometimes. You know what I mean? Sometimes. Not all the damn time. Because most of the time, boy. Most of the time. Anywho. What the fuck else is news, bro? The group Nirvana, they actually just won a fucking lawsuit against that fucking kid who was the baby on their album cover all those years ago. The Nevermind shit. He wasn't feeling that shit. As he got older, he was like, man, guys have my dick all over the world. I want some money for that shit. Y'all done scarred me for life. He got nothing. He got nothing. So there's that. So the fuck there's that, man. Tom Brady and Miss Giselle seem like they going through a little something, you know. I feel like it's everybody's best interest to leave it alone, let that shit work itself out. I mean, let's not spread any tales, you know what I mean? There's a family y'all discuss it. Let's not talk about certain shit, bro. That shit is all on us. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to give it as much energy as I choose to. And if I feel like that's some real personal shit, man, then, you know, I'm going to leave that shit alone, bro. Gotta leave it alone. Actually, moving on. Offset has really gone solo. Sad fucking day, because as much as people try to, you know, unspin the narrative, saying how cool they were and how related they are and shit. Of course, you know, you can't choose your family and shit. They always gonna be related. That's blood type shit. Business, though. we talking about business-wise, though. Like, is it wise for Offset to do that at this point in his career? What point in his career? The point in his career where the nigga wife is more famous than him. I do remember people reporting on Cardi B as Offset's girlfriend. And now, when people report on Offset, they say Cardi B's husband. like, how? Like, that's crazy. Like, how often does that even happen? You know what I mean? Where, you know, two greats come together, but, you know, at one point in time, one was so popular, and now at this point in time, the other is so popular. But with that popularity and shit, man, you know, I don't know if Offset's wielding it the right way and shit, because instead of buckling down and changing up his style and changing up his image and shit, bro, like, this nigga is still, he's trying to force on us the same type of artistry. And it's like, bro, we done already bought them paintings and shit. Like, you gonna have to switch it up and shit. You know what I mean? Like, got to. What stifles certain artists is them not being able to open the door for anybody else. Them having unwillingness to work with others and shit. But you get around different people, bro, they'll make certain sauce in you that you had come out. You know what I mean? Like, they'll, yeah, bro. It's kind of hard to explain because, like I said, motherfuckers rap, bro. I rap, dog. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was always putting poetry together and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, dude, there's some shit you can't really, you know what I mean? Like, there's some shit you can't, you know, really put your finger on to try to spoon feed someone and shit. You know what I mean? It's just like, if you around certain people, bro, if you around certain people, you know, you're, man, you go up. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you go up. You know what I mean? Like it helps. You know what I'm saying? It just helps to be around other people and shit, bro. Because, nigga, that's just what it fucking do, man. Like, you supposed to, bro. It ain't even to soak up anybody's, it ain't to soak up somebody else's sauce or whatever. Nah. This shit is just to, you know, bring different things in you out and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo ass been sitting here using all of these bright ass colors for these paintings and shit. You get around somebody who's using different hues and shit and brushes or whatever, you know, you might be like, oh yeah, I could do better with this type of brush. You know what I'm saying? I could do better with this type of paint. Shit is just, I don't know, you just gotta go experience. You have to go experience and shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro. What else? Look, what else, man? I mean, good luck to him, bro. You know what I mean? Fucking good luck to his ass. Because, I mean, it just feels like, yeah, bro, it just don't feel right. Them niggas is, man, they was them niggas, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, bro, as much as we want to, you know, I guess, give them credit and shit, bro. Like, they really did move some shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? They really did move some shit, bro. And I gotta get that shit to them, man. But I'll be damned. You know what I mean? I'll just be fucking damned, bro. I never thought it was gonna end up like this and shit. If anything, with Takeoff being so quiet, shit, I thought he'd be the one to kind of, you know, venture off before everybody. But we see now that shit ain't the fucking case. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't the case, bro. What else, bro? this, man. It's some old shit. Look, it's some old shit. Can't turn it to the Offset show. Much success to all of them doing shit, bro. I don't like how QC is being run right now, though. Because it seems like they don't want to handle things internally. They want to have it as messy as possible. They want to put people against each other. And it just doesn't look good. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't look good. What else? Man, I did hear that the old Geezy from Shoreline Mafia. I heard he ran into a lot of legal problems and shit. That shit is ass, man. Straight up, you can't be... Bro, you gotta take care of your celebrity. You know what I mean? You gotta take care of your celebrity. Said they caught that boy with a blick. Some cold... I wish, all those guys some fucking much deserved success as well, but man, oh fucking man, bro. Like, y'all niggas, bro. Look, y'all niggas, man. What else could I say about it? Like, cause I fuck with them, but dude. Motherfucking dude. But yeah. I mean, y'all be knowing damn well what y'all gotta do. And shit, dude, stay out the damn news. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, fucking yeah. Mr. Old Jesse, yeah, just please. Just be cool, bro. Hold your head. He is of certain level of celebrity, so, you know, I already be feeling like when these dudes be getting in only so much trouble, like, it's for a buzz. Like, if it's a situation where they can bond out or some shit, you know, they ain't really kidnap nobody or going no high speed chasing shit, they'll get right back out because they got, you know, the money for that and shit. But, take advantage of motherfuckers talking about you, though. Definitely do. Okay, you got to capitalize now, you know what I mean? I want to address the Jason Lee thing, man, because he's threatening to release names of, you know, people who are unidentified right now. I do end up on Jason and shit to an extent, but, you know, I mean, if a motherfucker want their identity withheld, you know what I'm saying, at least respect that. As much as we hate the Jane and John Doe's and shit that be accusing people of shit, bro, you be wanting to be like, ooh, bitch, I should just dox your ass. But, you know, that's wrong. So, you know, I have to express that it's wrong and shit. Like, that is not the right course of action. If he does do that, I will be highly disappointed and shit. But what is my disappointment compared to his, you know, multi-million-dollar company and shit, bro? Like, that nigga got a big-ass platform. This nigga got access to Kanye's Twitter, bro. I ain't nobody. Come on, bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. it was something big everybody was talking about, too. I cannot remember that shit. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Motherfucking Queen Elizabeth. My bad. Because what fucked me up was I was talking about Hollywood Unlocked. And then I was like, man, what is everybody talking about? The fucking queen, nigga. Queen Elizabeth, man, the second, who she reigned over the... At age 96, god damn, she lived a fucking life. She lived a life. Y'all don't know bullshit about it. Like, bro, how many married and shit, bro? Like, how many family members, like, within their family, you know, how do y'all think they fat? How do y'all think they fat? Because it just seems like you know, that whole royalty shit or whatever and shit, bro, like, all that shit be kind of shaky to me and shit, because to keep power, they got to keep it in their family, so eventually you'll marry a sister and shit, you know what I mean? But I wonder if Harry, you know, I wonder if him and Meghan go to the funeral. Who takes the throne now? I want to, like, it's a power structure they already got in place and shit, but, you know, they finna go and lay her to rest and shit, you know what I mean? And they, I mean, shit. It's gonna be a lot of jokes to fly and shit, bro, because she was almost 100 fucking years old, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, that shit finna be entertaining to watch. Because I want to see what angles people, you know what I mean? Like, Shawty was married to family and shit. Like, this shit don't, it's just different. It's just different, you know what I mean? Never wanted to marry any one of my cousins and shit. Shit is so fucking weird, bro. What else? Fuck else, bro. It's other things we can talk about and shit, bro. Somebody else passed away, too. Fucking Full House, am I sure about that? Fucking David Arnold, man. Fucking 54 years old and shit, bro. Fucking crazy, bro. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just some fucking shit going on, bro. You know what I'm saying? That shit is fucking weird. Look, that shit is fucking weird. What else? Fuck else, bro. Let's switch it up a bit. Let's switch it up a little bit, man. I am going to be sitting down with Porter Boy here soon. I mean, his last little shit did some numbers, but that was a while ago and things. Just really got back in tune with my boy and shit. Salute to him. You know what I mean? I'm just glad to see he's still out here motherfucking living on niggas. Still out here motherfucking living on. Yeah, I mean, shit, you know, I mean, I'm going to let y'all hear from him and whatnot, because he sure got some updates and things. He is, he's a label mate as well, nigga on United Masters and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, there's that. There's motherfucker. Shit is just love, bro. Look, shit is just love out here, bro. You know what I mean? And then you can tell when, you know, not when a motherfucker's comfy. Like, their grind is so set in place that, you know, it's just like water to them. You know what I'm saying? Shit is just water to them, and I'm fucking with him. Fuck around, make an investment. You know what I'm saying? Let me get, nigga. Shit. All my niggas doing pretty good for some, you know, self-thriving ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? These niggas self-thrive, bro. You gotta appreciate that type of shit, bro. Got to. Especially around, like, bro, I told you, you be come who you around type shit, bro, and it sucks on one hand, because you can be around some shitty people, and it can lead you down some shitty, distractive ass fucking ways, or you can be around, you know, the positive motherfuckers, and they'll turn your ass one of them as well. That shit is so crazy. Look, that shit is so crazy. What else? There's more. There's more news, man. Pharrell gave Busta Rhymes his motherfucking Icon Award. They were Pharrell, he was presenting us with the shit, bro. With, you know, he was just giving him his flowers and stuff like that, bro. But in the Icon Award, though, Busta Rhymes definitely is that. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't just talking about Pastor Cavassier and shit like that. Like, no, bro, these motherfuckers is highly accomplished, bro, both of them, and they still relevant now. Like, niggas know who Pharrell is, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, this shit is love, dog. That shit crazy, bro. I didn't even know the BMI Awards happened and shit, but that should just let you know that a nigga gotta work a little bit harder to even, you know what I'm saying, be privy type of information, because I definitely didn't fucking know. I really didn't know. What the fuck else, bro? People are saying that Baka of OVO is dissing Pusha T. I say that I remember when Baca couldn't even get back on the road. And I knew how I went. A nigga who ain't getting no motherfucking ladies to do what they want to do in a situation, like a motherfucker just not that comfortable with it or whatever, like take like a Baca, all right, like Baca. For sex trafficking, nigga had to know where the John was and shit like that and orchestrated it all. This nigga, in a way, making these bitches do whatever the fuck, bro, like, nigga, like, you couldn't say shit to, like, it wouldn't even be no shit, like, and it, it very much well could have been a shooting, a killing, or whatever the fuck, but they saying this nigga Baca is dissing Push, and I was like, well, you know, in a musical sense, nigga, everything has always been, well, all since the initial beef, nigga, all the shit been quiet. You know, nobody been like not shit back and forth, especially since, you know, the Free Larry Hoover thing. You know what I'm saying? So why now? It do look like you trying to use Push name and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody care about what you almost did. What did you get convicted for? What you go to jail for, Baca? Look, cut the shit. Now you want to play rapper and shit. Push is a motherfucking scientist with this shit, bro. He a motherfucking surgeon with this shit, bro. Like, it ain't... that wasn't wise. Because if you think, oh, man, I got something else in the tuck. That shit still ain't enough. It's not enough. It's not years worth of the grind. You know what I'm saying? You piggybacking off your homie's success, trying to stir the pot. These motherfucking... benchmen trying to come in and happy they on the same court as motherfucking LeBron and shit. Get y'all asses on some damn where. Your second fucking leg. Your second goddamn leg. I need to Google what the fuck Baca went to jail for. Because I'm pretty sure it was some creepy nigga shit. The fuck Baca go to jail for? That nigga, it wasn't as honorable as Emery. You know, Emery went to jail. Like Jay-Z homie. Emery went to jail for, you know, what he went for. You know what I mean? Like, nigga. Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck Baca go to jail for. Emery got out and came on to a bag. This nigga Baca got out. He's still playing the back role and shit, bro. Let me find out this nigga's top five and shit where he got bodies and shit. You know what I'm saying? In 2014, Baca was arrested and charged with forcing a 22-year-old, I fucking knew it, what'd I say? Forcing a 22-year-old woman into prostitution and taking the money. I fucking knew that shit. Nigga pled guilty to the assaulting and all of that shit, and some other motherfucking, weapons charges and shit, but other than that, he is a fucking, Warner Brothers OVO sound fucking, artist. Songwriter and all of that shit, bro. Played the background for 7 years and now you want to talk shit? Shut the fuck up. Keep the hoes away from dude. Keep the hoes away from dude. You know, he black vanning them and shit. He white vanning them, black phoning they ass. Creepy shit. I told y'all some creepy shit. Nigga like that can't say shit to me. Mommy ass, nigga. Bitch ass nigga, for we force you into motherfucking prostitution. Bitch ass nigga. Oh, like, man, boy. I don't know how y'all honest that shit up top in Canada, but, you know, a lot of niggas here in the States. We not just going for that shit. Yeah, we're not just going for that shit, bro. But, anywho. niggas know what's up, bro. I didn't already, you know, I guess I've said enough. But, you know, it could never, you know, that shit could never be cool, bro. Could never be cool and shit. Like, I ain't finna cool the punch or none of that shit. All right? ain't finna pull the punch or nothing, bro. Like, nigga, certain niggas shouldn't be out here dissing people. Certain people should not be out here dissing motherfuckers, bro. What else? What the fuck else is news? Then we can jump into, jump on and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice little, this was a decent-ass week. You know what I'm saying? It's a decent week of shit. I will not lie. And I won't lie and say it's been the super most best awesome week and shit. Because within even my personal relationship, there is a distance in there. And it is driving us further apart and shit. Shit is getting kind of weird, but everyone, I guess, is deserving of their own space and shit. So, you know, I just have to allow things to run their course naturally and things, and not putting out any negative energy. I'll go ahead and say, hopefully, God has a plan and shit, bro. Definitely has a plan. What I will say, though. I will say, the shit could have gotten as ugly as a Queen Key and 600 Breezy situation. Their thing, you know, really watching how everybody else's, you know, split up goes is what's giving me pause, because it's like, how fucking dare we sit here and laugh at these motherfuckers when everything's not what it's supposed to be with us. Like, that's bullshit, bitch. Like, that's fucking bullshit. You know what I mean? Why the fuck is it? It's so easy for motherfuckers to just be like, all right, yeah, you know, I'm gonna go do this over here. What the fuck? Like, nigga, I wasn't prepared. Ain't nobody financially stable enough or nothing and shit. How dare you think about that shit? Plus the other shit that we got going on, family-wise and shit. It's like, bitch. Yeah, into who? That fucking Queen Key, though, boy, she is just, you know, I mean, I don't know if what anything she said had any, you know, proof to it or whatever, but dude, I'd hope not, you know what I mean? Peep. I think I already reported on 600 Breezy and how he lost his most recent girlfriend or whatever. That was from his point of view. From the girl, from Raven's family point of view, they wasn't really rocking like that. So, getting wind of this, Queen Key decided to take a shot. She decided to take a shot at Breezy while he's, you know, going through what he's going through. You know what I'm saying? He going through what he going through. I'm giving him that. Fucking, he responded. She took a shot at him, and he hurt. So his response is from a fucker that's going through some shit. That nigga hurt, bro. I'm not gonna really, I don't want to repeat what he said, because, you know, it involved ignoring the hell out of kids and not paying, you know, not paying children any attention or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it involves something like that or whatever. Just said really, really harshly. I'm not going to say that because I'm with, you know, my kids all the fucking time. Like, niggas know what I do. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers already know what's up, bro. But, you know, I just don't see how someone could end up feeling like that. But if your girlfriend just killed herself, and you don't see your kids how you're supposed to, and the baby mama pokes fun at you online, and it provokes other people to poke fun as well and shit, to where it's like, I'll be, me, Marley, I'll just be like, man, turn the notification sound off, you know what I mean? I say that because, bitch-ass nigga, you ain't being tagged 100,000 fucking times, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, you don't know what it's like to, you know what I'm saying? Have all these motherfuckers saying shit about you at once and shit. Like, yeah, so he sounded very, very frustrated, and fucking hurt, bro. Like, that nigga's in pain, bro. Like, you can, because it wouldn't, like, any other day, she done said some shit and he said something back. Has he ever disrespected the kids just like how he just did? Like, man, I'm giving that nigga a pass, bro. Like, that nigga, he's holding so much shit in, bro. He's holding so much shit in, dog, and that shit's crazy. That shit crazy to me. You know what I mean? That shit just crazy, bro. I want everybody involved to get to a place in their fucking life where they're going to be fine. Where they going to be all right and shit. Just chill, man. Hello, just fucking chill, man. Whatever, though, man. Hello, whatever, though, bro. But that shit wasn't necessary. That shit was not necessary. Them kids ain't asked to be here. No child asked to be here, nigga. Hey, grown as a motherfucker is. Grown as I am. Nigga, I ain't asked to be in this shit. Literally had to figure out the fucking way through life and shit, bro. Like, a nigga, you had to. Or you was gonna get fucking left. Or fucking killed. Like, bro, man, motherfucker better use their fucking head. Niggas better lose their head. Use their head before they lose their head. But, I mean, fuck. They said the times changed and shit, nigga. You don't know that shit because you didn't grow up how we did and shit, bro. Like, fights every single fucking block. Like, some Warriors type shit, bro. Like, that shit was, it was just fucking how we grew up, bro. Motherfuckers adapted to that shit, bro. Every single block to the school, nigga. From school, nigga. Fights, bro. It's fucking, that shit is love, bro. Oh, that shit was love, bro. Like, navigate it, bro. You know what I'm saying? That shit is just beautiful. From grade school to high school and shit. To alternative school. Fights, bro. Like, I don't want to say we were, you know, real, but nigga, we wasn't on that internet shit. We wasn't using emojis and shit back then and shit. Niggas was in your face, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you know, we wrote letters to girls and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, for the time I did spend in school, nigga, it was all somewhat enjoyable and shit. Just, I didn't like the people that was in there and shit. Didn't like the teachers. And I wasn't getting paid, bro. I was doing shit, nigga, right out of grade school to where I was making money. I was making money, actual money and shit, bro. Motherfucker got his first gig and just took off from there, bro. I love it. I loved it. Look, I compared to today. Way, way damn different. What else? Look, what else, man? It's other shit that we can. Matter of fact, I'm gonna take a break. And I'm gonna come on right back and shit. So don't nobody move and won't nobody get hurt, yo. I'll be right back, man. Hello, everyone. Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you, ladies and gents, to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Marley Media and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me? And we're back, man. Hell yeah, that's how you do it. You want to punch in, kids? Try it that way or something, man. Anywho, if you're just tuning in, thank you. Appreciate that, man. Good looking up. You might want to go back because you probably missed something. But other than that, man, we're going to get ready to close it out up in here. You understand me? You understand me? I spoke a little bit earlier about capitalizing on the attention you're getting. I did report that Tiffany Haddish... Well, Haddish, excuse me. I did report that she, you know, she kind of responded to the rumors and shit like that. But I ain't really, you know, just dig off into it or whatnot. I'm telling you, the attention you're getting. You see how every clip of Ari Spears'
Vlad TV interview. You see how they just doing the numbers? How they doing? Like, that's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? But he's capitalizing on the attention he's getting because he had a podcast episode. And he kind of did allude to the fact that it was a extortion type of deal. And, you know, he didn't... Nigga, he's glad that it's coming back out or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't really trying to harp on the fact that, oh, man, it was... It was, you know what I'm saying? It was comedy. Nah, he's facing it and shit. He facing it. And that's what the fuck, he gonna have to do. Gotta bite that bullet and shit, because if this is the one thing that everybody thinks that you finna get, that's finna get you up out of here and shit, like, we'll just have to see. We're just gonna have to see, bro, because get him out of where? Get him out of where? His ass still can... You know, his ass can still, you know, chill and book his own shows and shit like that. Like, people will fuck with him, bro. even if they buy the tickets to walk out, nigga, they still in that bitch. Anywho. what else, man? What else, bro? It's some other shit. It's some other shit going on, bro, but... I just don't want to, you know, keep bringing that shit up because we got to hear from the other parties, bro. You know what I'm saying? The mom already looks shaky. I mean, the sister got, what, custody of the bro and shit? Like, we're just going to have to see how this shit fare out, man. Got to see how this shit fares out. I am still smoking ice cream cake today. That shit was fire. It's decent. I saw something that said that Meg got something that works with Lil' Kim. I told y'all about the distance stuff, right? Well, I spoke lightly. I told y'all about the distance that's getting there. She's putting distance in between her and Nicki, right? In a way. Man. That's crazy. That's crazy. But I mean shit, it's got to be true. Shit got to be true, though. You know, distance and all. That's all I'm saying. Nigga, if you want to, anybody want to be closer than, you know what I'm saying, you know, they do it. Motherfucker want to know a little bit more, motherfucker want to whatever. Be a little closer, like, hey, you'll do more features, you'll send more texts, you'll do, you know what I'm saying, you'll just be seen a lot more. Your effort could be, you know what I mean? Yeah, your effort could be judged differently. Anywho, man. What else? Look, what else? There's some other shit going on. Mystical, yeah, we ain't really got to talk about that shit. Everybody gonna talk about how they talk about it and shit. I'm just gonna see what happens when everything, you know, settles down and shit. fucking Paul, man. Paul Rosenberg? The motherfucker who managed his Eminem. His ass. He thought M would lose, like, brain cells and shit like that. He said he thought he was gonna be like, he said he thought he was gonna be fucked up, basically. You know what I mean? Just because of the, you know, the whole overdose thing and shit like that. But as we can all see, I mean, shit, you know, we're what, 16 years past that and shit, bro. Like, it's at that time it was scary. Look, at that time it was scary. I fucking bet that nigga in 2007 was, and to this day, I mean, the guy is still a fucking cash cow, bro. Like, it's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it's ridiculous. That nigga gets to it, bro. That shit is so fucking funny. Yeah. Glad he didn't say that shit out loud, though. You know what I mean? I'm glad, you know, at the time he was just able to internalize those feelings and, you know, not treat everything as if it was indefinite and shit. But hell's yeah. Authorities are saying that the that the Pat Stay stabbing was, they're saying it's, that wasn't a random incident. They might know a little bit more, duh, than us. So, you know, as soon as that information comes out, nigga, we will, you know, we'll definitely give you an update and shit. Drake, like a bunch of other people, would like for Young Thug to be free. We just gonna have to see what's up. Look, we just gonna have to see what's up. Straight up, I don't even want, you know, that shit gonna be what it be and shit. I thought them niggas had court today or some shit too. You know who got court though? Motherfucking Tory Lanez, man. That shit coming up faster than what everybody thinks too and shit. I actually think they have court on Monday. We gonna see. But we gonna see. I don't know if I wanna, you know, read the tweets of the live feed or the live updates and shit. I don't know if I want to do a camera, you know what I'm saying? Do some shit on camera and motherfucker, y'all get the actual reaction and shit. But boy, I'm trying to see what's up, man. They done drug this shit out way too long, bro. It wasn't but 3-4 people in that car that damn night, man. I'm so tired of everything, bro. Like, it just don't make no sense. Man, where we at right now, bro? Fuck this shit, bro. Like, this nigga, give us the, just say the shit. Nigga, just say what happened and shit, bro. Like, any one of y'all, like, bro, what the hell, man? Come on, man. Like, it's just beating around the whole bush, I guess, you know what I mean? Like, it's, but it's coming, bro. The end of this shit is coming. Everybody, we finna see. We gonna most definitely motherfucking see, bro. I gotta tune in to the Matt Walsh. He does his thing. Yeah, because I just like how he covers the news and shit. Like, he puts it in a fun way. And it's still articulate. It's still, you know what I mean? Like, it's still very, very meaningful and shit. So, you know, I fuck with him. I am sad that Ben Shapiro stole his fucking walrus, though. I am sad. That shit sucked. Toxic-ass workplace, man. Toxic-ass workplace, bro. What else, man? I did see the onslaughted attack from Fabio Foreign's baby mama. I don't know which baby mama this is. I don't really know her name or anything, but she has some very questionable things to say about Fabio Foreign that she would hope would damage his image or whatever she was hoping. Because, I mean, I can't think of any reason why anybody would come out and say the things that she was saying. I don't know why somebody would say that stuff and not want to have an effect or say all that shit and just be like, oh, well, I ain't the one to gossip, so you ain't heard that from me type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you say this and didn't want nothing? What, do you want to answer your FaceTime or some shit? Like, yeah, she exposed a lot. I mean, we don't know if none of it is true. It's just what the fuck she's saying. And everybody knows girl's going to say any fucking thing. Like, it just doesn't make any, it doesn't make any natural born sense, bro. It's like, why lie? I don't fucking get it. Shit don't make no fucking sense to me. But, yeah. Yep. What else? Look, what else? If there was more shit to talk about. I didn't even really want to talk about Quando Rondo and shit. Because, I mean, shit, everybody around him feels like, I mean, shit, you letting a lot of people down. And, you know, I guess it's his place to do so. And I guess his feelings about it is still going to be the same, you know. Oh, well, they wasn't respecting me anyway. Blah, blah, blah. Lame. A little lame. What else, man? What else? I do got to check out J.I.D.'s Tiny Desk concert. I got to see it. I'll be fucking with niggas, bro. I'm on it. I'm on it. What else? Fuck else, bro. Sad Boy Loco. He just set out with motherfucker Adam 22. I'm gonna have to check that shit out. Only, you know, just to, you know, make sure that I can keep up with every damn thing. All things, no jumper and shit. Like, this has been a crazy week. I want to, you know what I mean? I want to see everybody's reaction to T-Rail and Almighty and shit, bro. Like, that shit is crazy. Look, this shit is crazy. Fortnite is supposed to be, Fortnite is supposed to be ending soon. I don't know if they mean ending, like, because, you know, they do by seasons or chapters. They do chapters or whatever the fuck, right? So, caught the boys playing that shit or whatever, and they was just saying that it's going to be ending or whatever. I don't imagine that shit. I don't imagine that shit just stopping. It's too much money there. It is way too much money there. And they be collabing with motherfuckers. You know, they collab with pretty much whoever the fuck they want to. And, I mean, I guess that shit is alright. So even if they just mean a chapter, right, I guess everything's gonna switch up. Look, I guess everything's gonna switch up. Shout out Seti Nash, man. You gotta salute to Seti Nash, brody. Content brother, man. You know what I mean? We are all related in this media team, you know what I mean? Motherfucker almost got 1,000 hours on you hoes, bro. Motherfuckers is working. If I got in here and talked about nothing, nigga, y'all would, you know what I mean? Like, that's, like, you would know it. You know what I'm saying? You would fucking know it and shit, bro. But, yeah. Else, man? So I could find some time, bro. Not gonna talk about the whole fucking, you know, Ukraine push the T thing. That shit was a little bit lackluster to me. I don't wanna speak on that shit. I was gonna talk about some fucking, video games right here and shit, but I don't have to do that. That shit is, y'all see the cover art? Look. That's what you can't see. Hello, you can't see. What y'all shouldn't see, though, is the motherfucking, pictures of Fetty Wap, man. That nigga look a little different, doesn't he? I don't know how they be getting pictures from out of jail to online and shit like that, but that shit is crazy. I need John Legend to chill on the I fell out with Kanye because of angle. I'm not really feeling that shit. Like, no, you know what I mean? I'm not feeling that shit no more. It's just you giving me clingy vibes and shit, bro. Like, you just gotta chill. You know what I'm saying? You really gotta go somewhere and chill. Yeah. Anywho, I do want to, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, look, I'll breeze right past that shit. I do want to talk about Turk, but I don't want to talk about him. I want to say something about, you know, some of the things he was saying on Drink Champs, but y'all know them South niggas is different, bro. Like, they just different and shit, bro. But, yeah. A little bit, yeah. Ain't nothing though. what else? The fuck else? I did hear that academics wanted to sign Fabio Foreign, and I wanted to know how that might have looked. Would it be an Adam 22 type of situation where you have an artist and present them the labels and shit like that, and get a piece of them? You know what I mean? Getting on and shit. That shit crazy. I wonder if, well, I mean, wait, where's Chosen? Chosen was an artist. That nigga moved in with Academics and some other shit. Where the fuck is Chosen at, man? What the fuck happened to that nigga, man? Look, that nigga. Shit is weird as shit, bro. Look, shit is weird as shit, bro. You gotta find some motherfucking time. Gotta find some motherfucking time. Anywho. fucking running off and shit. I'm motherfucking, I knew motherfucking well I sent the fly in here. I do not like flies. Fuckers get all on the damn microphone. Shit, bitch. Got him. Got his ass. Got his motherfucking ass. Anywho, I think I might name this episode Swack. or Smack. Or Smack. You know who needs to put out some more music? Fucking, on top of Jay Electronica. You see how, you see how, Big Sean just motherfucking dropped, he just put out Detroit Again and shit. Like, bro, what the fuck? Like, what if motherfucking, like, LL, fucking Big Daddy Kane, motherfucking Rock, like, what if they, nigga, what if they had, like a super East Coast ass motherfucking tape or project or some shit like that? Like, that shit would, nigga, Funk Flex already said, nigga, if it's legends and shit, nigga, he finna put that shit on the radio. He said he gonna play that shit. And, bro, that shit would push motherfuckers' names. You wouldn't, excuse me, you wouldn't need to charge $1,000 for a fucking meet and greet at that point. Like, you know what I mean? Should it be a little bit different for you? Should it be just a tad bit different for you? I mean, you know. You know. If you know, you know, I guess. If you know, you know. What else was happening was that it kind of looked like Rockstar was bidding a farewell to GTA 5, but, man, I ain't trying to hear that bullshit. They spent way too much time on that game, and it was bogus. Look, and it was bogus. Lame ass shit. But, into who? What else? It feels like I covered enough. Up until I had to kill that damn fly. It feels like, yeah, we all right. You know what I mean? Nice little full show and whatnot. Excuse me. I don't want to talk about the new Apple iPhone. I think I'm going to just ignore them until they get to 20. I'm going to ignore that shit until they get to 20. Because I already told y'all, they come out with new ones every fucking 3-4 months. That's some lame ass shit. Why the fuck not just wait? Like, boy. A lot of these companies gonna go belly up once everybody say fuck you. Once they say fuck you, everybody, you know what I mean? Then what? They gonna have a fucking antenna to stand on. Niggas won't have an antenna to stand on. What else? I'm getting out of here, man. So if you're new, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit. Good looking out, you know what I mean? I'll be back in the next couple of them and whatnot, you know what I mean? Y'all ain't even gonna miss me. Just make sure you slide back. Day one. Today's done. It's over with. Make sure you dap the doorman, tip the waitress, wipe feet before you go to the crib, all that good shit, bro. And I'll be back. I will be back, man. Yeah. Hey, nigga. You think I'm listening to you? Boy, hell no. Ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go on somewhere. Get the fuck out of here. Find you something to do. All right, y'all. Yep.